Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
It is the Migs Cast, and I am here, Steve Migs, with the Reverend in Fuego.
Hello!
Glenn is sick, but as always, whenever Glenn is not here,
How does that work? We
stack it with awesome people. We've got my buddy Timmy, he's here.
How's it going?
The great rapper from around town, so it's awesome to have you here. We spent some time on the party bus with Lion Pride Party Bus for my birthday. That was a great time. And... dude, this is an honor.
This is amazing.
This is so badass. I know Glenn is really pissed that he's missing out on this when I told him who he's missing out on. But we have Michael Winslow in studio.
Yo, what's up, yo?
Dude, it's so nice to see you.
Well, cool. Somebody was sick. Somebody sick today?
Yep. Glenn is our other guy that does the show with us.
Glenn, this is Sneery. I'm sorry you're sick. I have no medication recommendations for you. Please, get better. It will cost you more in insurance if you don't.
Thank you, Sneery. Yeah, that's my hood app.
Sneery's
cool, man. Yeah.
So, and dude,
quite as good as the Snoop Dogg GPS.
Do you have the Snoop Dogg?
Y'all can go online and listen to that one. That's pretty funny.
For real, there is one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. 300 yards. Turn your whoop right, yo. Damn.
This is the greatest thing ever. So, Michael, a lot of you know you're man of 1,000 sounds, 1,000 voices from the Police Academy movie, Spaceballs.
Good everything, everybody. How y'all doing?
Here's something I did not know. And earlier we were talking, before we even started, some crazy stuff that you've done with some professional wrestlers and movies. But I have to bring up the fact that I did not know this in Rev. I don't know if you know this, but Michael, you're originally from this area. You're from Spokane?
Yes.
Wow, cool.
How did I not know that?
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
I was born on the... base.
Oh, this is the greatest episode of Migscast ever.
This is fun, man.
Do you make it back to Spokane?
I can't see anything, but yeah. The weather's cool. I get back very rarely. I really would like to go back to Spokane and maybe do a live show there. It would be fun.
They have some good comedy clubs there now and some good clubs there just in general. Yeah.
Oh, the kind of clubs you're next door is...
Shut up! Guys, okay?
Oh, the hell with these guys. So, are we allowed to curse on this podcast?
Oh, we try our best not to.
He's got his own beep. I love this.
Rav, you have no work to do tonight. This is going to be fantastic.
We'll save you some time, brother.
So I saw a video that you guys just posted from, I think, last night, where you were playing, Timmy, you were playing the bass on your feet.
Yeah.
While Michael was doing, you guys were doing a Led Zeppelin cover.
Yeah.
You got to tell us about what was going on with that.
Well, I tell you what, man. The game was afoot, I must say. It was cool, man.
And just look up, if you just type in Michael Winslow on YouTube and look at the most recent videos, it's one of the first ones. Or just look for Timmy, T-I-M-E.
On YouTube. True Timmy.
All
my YouTube stuff is weird. See, we have a mission. If normal is overrated without sauce.
I was going to say recently, man, that the videos I've seen, especially I think about 4 years ago when that Led Zeppelin video came out, and it was like this... All of a sudden, eyes were open to what you were doing outside of, you know, the Police Academy movies and the comedy as well. Mm-hmm. Now, all of a sudden, it's like you just, the way that you manipulate sounds and make noises and incorporate it into music, and definitely want to talk about your collaboration with Timmy.
Which I enjoy very much. Yeah, it's different because I want folks to kind of go in a different direction with their minds. Like if Jimmy was here, he'd say,
"Yeah, basically, it's energy and music and sound, you dig." So, you know.
That's amazing.
That's what's happening.
Huh. So it's like that.
Yeah.
So I want folks to. We're just going to use our minds. So I guess this is mind design. This is a mindscape where we are now. So if you want to open the window.
You know you're tripping out people who are really stoned listening to the podcast right now.
Most of our listener base, perfectly honest.
A bunch of people driving down the road right now just thought there's something going on with the car.
Like, right.
Oh my God, I gotta pull over.
It's happening right now.
It must be those Cypress Hill old school guys. Those guys next door.
So, so what happened last night where you decided, I'm going to, do you,
shut up!
Do you typically play the bass with your feet?
I mean, I've been working on it for a few, you know, since I was like 19, mm-hmm. and I never really did it on stage too much. It's more stuff I do in the studio, and I told him, hey, you know, I can play the bass a little bit. And he's like, cool, well, you're going to be on stage tomorrow. And
yeah, I'm like, live.
Yeah, live. I'm like, oh, what am I doing? He's like, Zeppelin. I'm like, oh, you're just like, oh, we're just going to go right there. But
we did just do it.
You know? It was an honor. It was a lot of fun to do that.
We did some onstage testing, and they stared at us.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Didn't they? They stared at us. And you know what? We just got the flow together. And thanks to the folks from Roland.
Okay.
for enabling us to break the rules in an organized manner.
Well, that's why I noticed also like some of the stuff that you're doing with like the equipment that you use. Like you're sampling stuff live.
Yes.
Laying down some kind of a fabric for a song, like the beats, and then you're doing stuff on top of it. There was an artist by the name of Joseph Arthur that I grew up many years ago that would do some stuff with that with his guitars, and I always thought that was really
Les
cool.
Les Paul, and I didn't know that Les Paul was Steve Miller's godfather. So
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
He was talking about that on Jimmy Fallon the other night.
Huh.
Oh, it was outstanding.
That's got to be fun for you because you just don't know where the hell it's going to go.
No,
when you get on stage and you start something, you're like, I mean, that's improv at its best.
And it's lyrical and it's musical and it's talent and it's flow and you can just do what you want, yo.
I love it.
Well, I want to point out. So the first time I ever met Michael was this last Friday.
Okay.
And
wow.
And so I was like, you know, we're at the show, and he's like, I'm going to bring you up on stage. Let me hear one of your songs. And I played the song on stage in his ear for like maybe less than 30 seconds, and he says, cool. And then just remade the song right there on stage by himself and then had me perform it. And I that was really cool. Just like,
oh, absolutely.
We've known each other for like less than an hour, and he's like, we're doing the damn thing.
He got his flow, so now he knows.
Now he knows what he needs to do, yo. He's got to make sure. Got that flow.
You guys are going to be in Arlington today.
Yes.
Later on, was it for Scott's party?
Scott McKinley, yeah.
Are people able to go if they hear this? Or is that like a private thing?
I believe if you know how to get to the event page with the RSVP link.
Oh, okay. Hang on a second. Hold it.
But what else do you get? So you guys are going to be doing a tour together.
We are technically on tour right now.
Nice. So are there other places that people could check you guys out while they listen to this?
Lemon Haze is coming up on Thursday and Friday.
Nice, yeah.
And
where's that at?
Tacoma Dome.
Yeah, okay. At the Tacoma Dome. It's a big pot convention, essentially.
And you have a booth, right, Michael?
We do now. I mean, we're going to have a highly visible, invisible booth, I guess.
I just picture a lot of stoners just surrounding your booth, just wanting to hear you make sounds.
Well, mm-hmm. it's gonna get pretty weird because they're gonna walk by a guy holding an Arby's, and he's gonna hear a voice go, "Hey, baby, I want some."
Very white floating around, man. What?
And then Little John too. What's he doing here?
And the info for that is at lemonhaze.com. It's like super simple on that. HAZE.
And for those of you that still have dial up, that's lemon.
Oh, there's some memories there.
You've got haze.
Thank you, Sneary. Levi Lyons in the house. Speaking of, you got haze.
I just
my
got
man.
Hazed.
Love you, Levi. It's good to see you, my friend.
I made it.
Yeah, what's going on in your world, man?
God, all kinds
obviously,
of crazy
Michael
stuff.
Winslow is in your world right now.
See, he actually wrote in, man. He's like...
You rode on a horse?
Oh,
rode
man,
in
look
a
at
horse.
That.
What happened to party bus?
Oh, look at that. You know what? He could use that to grow.
Yeah. We tried to roll up in the party bus, but we had the 40-footer, and there's just no parking for that up here.
Parking horses is a lot easier.
So I told Rich to flip a bitch, and we'll pick up the car.
You cannot park that here. Don't worry, dude.
No, you don't. He knows the parking enforcers around here.
This is Glenn's hell.
Yeah.
Come on in, man.
I got to ask you a fanboy question. Michael Winslow again is hanging out with us. As a person who grew up and loved all the Police Academy movies, do you think that you guys could ever, would you ever consider bringing the boys back together and the girls and do some kind of a reboot?
Well, I know that there's a script. I just don't know in what stage of development it is.
Uh-huh.
I know that they...
So you wouldn't be opposed?
Oh, no. No, not at all.
Yeah.
I mean, we do conventions together every so often.
Who's the one person that you always love getting to see again?
Well, we just did the New Jersey Horror Con. So it was Steve Guttenberg,
yes,
and myself, Leslie Easterbrook, Callahan, and Marion Ramsey, and myself. And the Spaceballs folks were there, too.
Oh, my gosh. George double Wyatt dipping.
And, yeah.
Dude, when I saw you guys connected together again, I was at Lavalantula, which I thought was this. On his podcast, yeah, we extolled the virtues of how much we love Steve Guttenberg.
And they gave us bigger guns, too. in part two, the guns were bigger. The tech was it was fun.
Dude, I was so pumped when I was like, oh, is this Michael Winslow and Steve Guttenberg together again?
It was good.
Oh, dude, it must have been fun just to be able to create some magic together again.
It was, and seeing Steve again was wonderful, man. So you know what? Maybe it's time for other types of projects, not just that one.
That's a good point.
Why not?
Yeah.
A prequel to Spaceballs?
Why not? Pre-balls?
Pre-balls. That's better than post-balls. I'd rather pre-balls than post-balls.
Yeah, I think I agree with that one.
And Mel Brooks, if you're listening, in fact, folks should write letters to tell folks, Mel Brooks, and tell everybody that maybe he and I should, maybe me and Mel and you and me, maybe we should do a podcast.
Ooh.
In. Whoa, yeah.
Book off the space. Ballcast!
Spaceballcast.
Yes!
Oh, that's so awesome.
It's a bold science.
Yeah, it certainly did, didn't it?
I want to ask you a funny question. Just coming this morning, we were talking about how we're doing this thing called Live Day where everything's going to be performed live, sound effects, music, all that in November, right? So we decided to do it as an 80s theme. And I'm thinking that you were such a fabric of our 80s. For us, we all have great memories. But for you, when you think of the 80s, what's the first thing you think about?
The '80s, well, the music. I mean, everything from Eddie Van Halen to Heavy D and the Boys.
Yeah,
you know, it's the music. It's when every song starts out. I mean, this started to drive people nuts.
Yeah.
Just drove people crazy.
And it was amazing.
Everybody started doing it. I hate that. Back in the late 70s when it was Syndromes.
Yep.
Oh, no, 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 I don't want to hear that. Ring my bell. I've had it. But, you know, it was the music. It was when the music started off. You know.
And then there was kids like me who took their grandma's record player and destroyed every record trying to reenact.
Oh, trying to do it.
And then playing stuff backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
the messages we would get.
Oh, man. And we would play Beatles records. We used to backwards. We used to do everything. Backwards.
I remember the Motley Crue record. I listened to backwards.
Because so they would record stuff backwards just to put it in there, so you'd find it.
Yep. Little nuggets, little Easter eggs.
Oh, and then Kiss, man.
For me, it was my brother was so pissed because I used Rick Springfield's Jesse's Girl to try and learn how to scratch on.
Oh.
And he came home and he's like, "What the F did you do to that record?" I was like, "Well, I didn't do scratching very well, clearly."
I was doing, it was a training exercise.
Yeah.
Have you listened to Stairway to Heaven backwards?
I have not.
You should listen. Like, it almost sounds exactly the same. It's a different song, but the actual notes, it's pretty much played forward and backwards the same. And if you listen to it backwards, it's like the Stairway to Hell is what we call it.
The Stairway to Hell. <It's> like,
interesting. Interesting.
You can go on YouTube and type it in.
If you want to have some fun with good audio, with really good audio, there is a Marvin Gaye video without the backing track where he sings the songs. And it is sublime.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
I always love when they do like the isolated tracks on records.
And you don't hear any of the tracks. It's just him. And the song is even better.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Because it's so raw then.
And for those of you that are into sounds, I mean like noises and sounds, also on YouTube, there's a cartoon, anime cartoon called Redline. mm-hmm. you want to check out Redline.
Really?
This gentleman locked himself in some kind of a studio for 6 years and drew this thing, and YouTube has put it out. You can see it for free.
Redline.
It is.
I'm writing that down.
It's like four different. It's a train wreck of four different animation styles. This brother drew this thing by himself. Like
and crazy sounds in it too.
It's great. It's the Matrix meets Cowboy Bebop in it.
Oh wow!
Train wreck.
Wow. And if people know anime, like that's a Cowboy Bebop is a standard. It's a gold standard.
Okay. It's Fast and the Furious having a train wreck with the Matrix with Cowboy Bebop overtones.
Baby. Nice.
I don't even know one third of that, but I'm.
it's like that. It's like that, but with a cartoon.
That is cool.
Have fun, yo.
Yeah, right?
and I'm just learning. Thanks for bearing with me, because I'm just learning how to do all this, all the podcasting. I got my hands on a Rodecaster Pro, and I've been breaking the rules with it.
Oh, really?
I've been plugging stuff in that ain't supposed to be plugged in. And
that's the thing I picked up on, man, when I was watching some recent videos of yours and just everything that you're doing, man. Because I know, like, you did, like, you still do, like, you hit the comedy clubs. But what you're doing is so different. And it seems like... More so now than ever. You just have said F it, and I'm zero F's given. I'm going to do whatever I want, and it's my art.
It's highly experimental, and it's called the Noise Cast with a Z. It's on Podbean, and you're welcome. Give it a listen, because
based on your chuckle, I feel like we're in for an experience.
Excuse me. If you want normal, you will not find it on any of the Michael Winslow prologues ever produced. Michael Winslow TV? No, not normal. Sorry. Yeah, go play with that outside.
I feel like you keep everybody on their toes on any movie set you've been on, any television thing that you've done. People are just like, we don't know what's about to happen.
I'm being good now. But I wasn't so good. I wasn't so good in some places. You know, I had this teacher named Harvey Limbeck. Mm-hmm. See, he was Robin's teacher, too, but I didn't want to take Robin's class because he was crazy. He'll argue with you in other languages.
That's not fair.
It's not. But I'm worse. I had noises, so the teacher would have to check to see if the stuff was real or not.
I never thought about that. You could just be effing with someone. When they turn their back, you could just make some of the craziest sounds.
Well, the worst thing is being on the same flight with Jonathan Winters. That was just not cool.
Like, we're gonna land this plane if you guys don't stop making these sounds.
Well, they didn't know it was us, so they couldn't land it.
What were you doing to them then? What would you do?
I'd never met the dude before. This is my first time meeting Jonathan Winters, because he and Robin knew each other, but I didn't know Jonathan Winters, and we're both on the same flight. During the flight, we finally figured out who each other was. Good to meet you, man. Not Mr. Drew. That's cool. So, this is Mrs. Winters. Hello. Nice to meet you.
Hello.
I like the noises you make.
Really? You see the stuff?
That's awesome.
Man. And he goes, can you do this one? What's that? The stewardess call button noise. You can do that? So.
Yep.
And the lady would look. From behind the
camera. Oh my gosh.
Can you do that?
Yeah, I can do that.
So lost her trolling.
She come on, she look again. Meanwhile, Mrs. Winters is reading her newspaper going,
you guys are a bunch of holes, you know?
Good, do it.
You do it. No, I'm not gonna do it. You do it.
This time she comes out and she checks every seat. Look down, look up, look down, look up, look down, look up.
I can't find the line. Piece of poop.
And we don't do that ever again. See, this happened in 19, swimming around there, so.
So where can people find your podcast? On Podbean, you said?
Yeah, it's Michael Winslow's Noise Cast.
Is that with a Z?
Yeah.
Okay, because I noticed on your Twitter, you also you have
Noisy Man.
Noisy underscore man.
Yeah, and the Instagram stuff is weird, too. Listen, you got to understand.
I respect your Twitter thing because you had a very hot take, and I agree with it. It doesn't matter if they're frozen or if they're in a prepackaged bag. The mac and cheese at Panera Bread is freaking awesome.
Excellent.
Yeah, right?
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what's the matter with that? I like it. Yeah. See, I'll get one of those Popeye's chickens and have that with the Panera.
Oh, the two
together, and you've got a real Friday night.
Have you had the Popeye's chicken sandwich yet?
Yes.
No.
It's like bacon. Yeah, let me flip that over. So, forget about normal on any of my stuff.
Oh, yeah. Dude, we're 20 minutes in. I don't think anyone's going to think that this is normal at all.
Michael Buzzo TV is weird, too. You have to understand, I post when I can, every so often when I can, but I try to make sure the stuff is just okay. I got to look at it to find out what was that. What just happened?
Well, I just love it because I saw, like, even the clips that I've watched recently, I could just see there was, like, this intensity in what you're doing, but like you could tell you're having so much fun doing it, and I think that's what art should be, no matter what it is. Like, I mean, we talked about it before we started, me doing the wrestling thing. There is a certain level of, like, I've never been happier when I'm creating and collaborating with somebody that maybe you've never met, like you and Timmy.
Sure.
And like me, sometimes I'll run into a guy who just flew in from whatever state and I've never met him before, and we have to now plan something and make some art together.
You got
to
make it happen, and it is art. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm. Anytime anyone's watching something that you're performing, there's an art to it.
This is a martial arts as well. So
we're all wearing gis right now. Yeah.
Good for you with your kung fu.
Oh, that's a good overdub.
Stand outside and look west.
Okay, master. It's really getting cold out here, master.
Shut up.
No, I know you guys have to make your way to Arlington. I do one request for you because, you know, you make so many great sounds, music, and all that stuff.
Yes.
Our podcast is called The Migs Cast. I was wondering if there's any way you can make an intro with the sounds that you make, whatever it is, but just saying The Migs Cast. And we're
going to have to help out with this, man.
Okay. Oh, here we go. Collaboration at its finest.
Let's work on this. This is excellent, man.
Oh, the old school sound effect box that we have here.
So we're just going to old school this. Take what I'm saying? I don't even know if that works neither. But here we go, man. Migs Cast?
Yes.
Okay, man, you got to drop the lines for this one.
Drop the lines? Don't put me on the spot. It's the Migs Podcast on the radio. It's the Migs Podcast on the radio. The Migs Podcast on the radio. Oh, I'm just getting warmed up. Alright. I hate being put on the spot, but we're doing this anyways. There's no choice. This is live, right?
Yep.
I know I'm a little too stoned for this, man.
There's our intro. There's our intro.
That actually works really well.
Oh, in that case, musica. Musica.
Rock and roll!
You listen to the Pigs Podcast. Migs Podcast.
Or the Pigs Podcast.
It's a bacon.
You have just all the been bacon. Exposed. You have just been exposed to the Migs Cast. Take those noises and splice them however you wish.
Rock it! The Rock Station, baby.
Oh.
That's amazing.
That might be the way we end our podcast.
Yeah, now. Right? I'm too stoned for this.
And I'm on michaelmizzlemedia.com if you want to just poke around and say hello and check out some of the things that are coming up.
Right. Oh, absolutely, my man.
Totally.
It's a little out there, and you'll see some.
I'm surprised it's out there. I would have never guessed.
it's new. I'm just getting these new designs up. So,
dude,
it's new and enjoy. And there'll be more weird things. And I invite everybody to participate. And
I think it's good. We embrace the weird here. So,
absolutely. Yeah.
And if you ever want to do some martial arts movies and specialized videos, I'll be available.
Oh, I'm going to bug you about that. Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. But
thank you very much, man. And
no,
I want to thank
you,
everybody, for letting me share some time with. I should be teaching y'all to do some noises. So what would you like to learn?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
What you got in mind?
Tell me what sound should I. Give me a sound and I'll try and make it.
Wait, he's got great. He's got excellent voice range. So
I'm ready to do this.
So let's just go through some things.
How okay. About,
Wow. Yeah. That was good.
Boom.
Now, how about this? And do it off.
Okay, yeah, do it off mic.
Will you guys shut up in there? All right, that's it. That's enough of this, all of you. I'll feed you to the hobbits.
That's much better. Now, listen up to me. Listen to me. Bubble and Squeak, both of you, shut up.
Quick time out. This is really freaking cool.
So, there you go.
Steve Miggs is barking on Mike.
With Michael Winslow.
I know.
But we made it work.
We did.
Next time, we'll do some country stuff. We're like, Come on there. Come on, get on that doggy. And the two cows are thinking, I guess you saw the Gary Larson cartoon where the cows were out in the field and they were standing around having drinks, playing the piano, and then they're just going, and another cow goes, "Bus!" And they get back on their hands and knees and go,
the best part is,
oh, look at the cow.
Who can say today that Michael Winslow spanked them in the rear end to get them to do a cow sound? I can say it.
In that case, I have to justify it then.
Hello, darling. My name is Tuna Turner. I'm Tuna's sister. And I'm spanking you, darling. Boom. Boom. That's right, darling. He's a wrestling man. He's not a man. He's a wrestling man. Hello, soldier.
You know, imagine if you went out. That's what you would say to Tina Turner.
I mean, she's got nice legs. I'd be speechless.
Well,
the next time you cut
you
a wrestling
been
promo.
Fed yet.
Wow.
My man, this has been a blast. Thank you so much. It's been fantastic.
We got to go, man.
Yeah, I know you guys got some stuff to do. Yes.
We're going to head out, but thank you all very much. And, just listen in on some of the stuff. And I hope you guys like it. And thanks for the honor.
Oh, dude, it's been our pleasure.
Check
thank
me
you
out
fantastic.
On Noisecast.
For more fun stuff like this.
And just keep watching the media stuff, Michael Winslow TV and Instagram, because we're going to keep doing weirds.
So weird.
Normal is overrated without sauce.
Well, thanks you guys for everyone who has also been listening. We're just gonna roll on out right now.
Right, cool,
we don't need to
roll us out, man.
Yeah, how about you roll us out?
Yeah,
give us some kind of outro, like goodbye.
Outro. We want to do something else, man.
He's too stoned to help.
In that case, let's just switch to Edris Elba,
Black British. Oh, nice. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening in on The Rock. It's quite extraordinary. Chloe, extraordinary.
That's amazing.
Stay positive, everybody.
rock has spoken, baby.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.